Who's up next on the slab? Oh, it's you. Making the first incision. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the slab. Woo!
So spooky.
Tonight's episode is going to be about monsters and demons and ghosts and ghouls. But the story's too damn long for a movie, so we're going to talk about shows instead. Horror shows!
Horror shows.
But first, we're going to address the elephant in the room. Our co-host, Josh, is no longer with us. He's alive. He's alive. But he has decided to step away from the podcast and the studio to search and chase his own dreams, which is 100% understandable. I wanted to get this on, you know, file that if he ever decides to come back, he will be accepted with open arms. We will always have a spot for him, no matter what. And all we do is wish him the best of luck. Right, guys?
Yep.
Yes.
Ignore the gun pointed at your heads.
Wait, why am I pointing a gun at my own head?
But yeah, the message is out to Josh. Buddy, we wish you the best of luck. I'm glad that we're all still friends. And I hope you find whatever it is that you were searching for. And hopefully you will contact us whenever you do find it. And we will help you achieve whatever goal you set for. Because we believe in you.
Believe in the us that believes in you.
Now that the positivity is over, let's talk about horror shows, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were kind of discussing this. So, what's everybody's favorites? We'll get that one out of the way. Just get that out. Just rip that band-aid off.
You want to go first?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have a tattoo on my leg, but Tales from the Crypt is my favorite.
Well, yeah, Tales from the Crypt is an amazing fucking anthology horror show. I mean, there's not too many hosts as iconic as the Crypt Keeper.
Right. I mean, that Crypt Keeper is more iconic than Elvira.
Oh, yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
I'd rather look at Elvira for a half hour than personally.
I'd rather look at the Crypt Keeper.
You can have his wrinkly old balls.
I want them. I want that dusty old sack just right on my... Give me a Roman helmet, Crypt Keeper. Just... Bob had to lean away from the microphone to fucking laugh.
You get over there, Bobbo?
Yeah, sleep deprivation's awesome.
Yes, it is.
It is amazing.
Okay, so Chris's favorite is obviously Tales from the Crypt. Mm-hmm. And we'll go down the line eventually. I want to get everybody's favorite right now. Bob, what is your favorite?
Supernatural.
Still a very good option. I'm a big Supernatural fan. Sam and Dean, Castiel's the best. You can't convince me otherwise.
But there's Crawley.
But there's Castiel. Hey, ass butt.
Hello, boys.
Ass butt.
Not only that, but think about it this way. Supernatural has a gigantic fandom behind it already. And, like, if you get sucked into it, you know, fucking, what, 15 to 16 fucking seasons, hour-long episodes, like, there's a lot. There's a lot to take in. There's a lot to remember. And it does get stale after certain seasons. Definitely there is the ups and downs. But it's definitely a good choice. Because Supernatural has its own, like, podcast and everything, so we won't dive too deep into it.
Oh, I didn't know about the podcast.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's got its own YouTube video recorded. Like, there's an entire, like, subgenre just for Supernatural.
Oh, shit.
Like, the fan base is absolutely fucking insane.
Oh, yeah, there's also, like, all the Comic-Con visits and shit on YouTube.
I'm sure there's
entire ass channels dedicated to Comic Cons
and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, for God's sakes, there's a YouTube channel, or not a YouTube channel, but a podcast dedicated to fucking John Leguizamo.
Huh.
Just the actor and all the movies he's done. And he's been on that fucking show. Like, that's dedication, and it's fucking best.
Right.
So I have to say that my favorite one right now, because my shit changes all the time, is Slasher. There's four seasons of it. The first three seasons, which you can watch them in any order, thank God, are on Netflix, and the fourth season's on Shudder. It's just each season is an anthology, is a different slasher. It's like a different whodunit almost. And my favorite one has to be the Solstice. Like, that one tackles a lot of, like, fucking, like, human rights issues and shit, but people get fucking mutilated. And it's hard, too.
Nice.
I'm like, why am I hard watching this show?
Why aren't you? It'd be weird if you weren't.
Although, a second pick for me, absolutely, would have to be a show called Monsters. Aired in the 90s, like, early 90s, and it just... overall creepy style show, fantastic premise. Not a lot to really say about it. If you've seen Goosebumps and you've seen fucking, you know, are you Afraid of the Dark, you know, Tales from the Crypt, like that style of show, it definitely was there. It was same kind of practical effects and same kind of shitty acting, and like B and A movie stars got their fucking, you know, starting role there, and it's a really good show. It really is. What about you, Chris? What's a good second? Secondary, just in your holster.
I would either have to say Goosebumps or Drive In with Joe Bob Briggs.
Good choices. Absolutely good choices. Joe Bob Briggs is a horror icon.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Him and Elvira are like the two biggest movie hosting shows that you've ever seen. Third would be...
They'd be like the power couple.
They're actually about the same age. But third would actually be like a... like, when it comes to, like, that style show, would have to be Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, hell yes.
Because they're all in the same, kind of the same vein. Except, you know, in Mystery Science Theater, you can't really, it's science fiction. So you can't, mm-hmm. You can throw it in horror because they do a lot of, like, cryptids and shit. But it's in the same style. It's in the same, we're going to watch this and review it and then make fun of it or whatever, you know.
Definitely within the same conversation, but... leaning more towards a different
it's genre. The same but completely different.
Yeah.
What about you, Babo? What's the secondary?
It's kind of a two for one because one's a spinoff of the other.
DP me.
Buffy and Angel.
Oh shit! Fucking Angel, really?
Yep.
I ain't heard that TV show in a long time.
Didn't that shit get canceled after like 13 episodes?
Honestly, I don't remember. I only cared about Buffy.
And this is where we have Google, everybody. Let's see what we find out here.
All right. So, 5 seasons. Holy shit. Oh. Fuck, okay.
Huh.
Yeah, it's by Joss Whedon, though, so...
Whedon.
I guess
I remember watching Buffy back in the day, too. My mom was really into it, so...
For me, it was just on one day, and I was like, ooh, she's cute. Kicks ass, and there's vampires. I dig this.
So, what's one that you guys don't like? Like, you just loathe entirely?
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead, yes. Yeah, no, I agree. Fuck The Walking Dead.
I can agree with that. I'll put it in my bottom list. Tier. Shit.
Yeah, I just, after the fourth season, I just completely disassociated from it.
It got
repetitive.
Nothing happened. And like, and you know the ending. Either they're all going to live or they're all going to die.
And I think it turned out like only one of them lived.
Yeah, but still, they teetered over into the dead section.
Yeah, it's way too much.
Yeah, they
not enough walking in it.
Not enough dead in it, honestly. Like, you don't feel like you're in a zombie apocalypse in that show.
Yeah, no, it...
You feel like there's a drama and sometimes more zombies.
Drama. Yeah, more drama than it was zombies, but... I mean, if you're going to have an apocalypse show about zombies, it should be more apocalypse and more zombies. Because I highly doubt your main focus during a zombie apocalypse is going to be drama, you know?
Then you need to watch a show called Z Nation.
Oh, good one.
Z Nation is a really good zombie show because it is about apocalypse. Like, it is, there's a lot of twists and turns, and it's one of those shows where they do kill the fucking main character.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like, he gets got.
Get got good.
But there's also, like, there's also a humor aspect to it as well. Like, they go to Wisconsin and kill a bunch of zombies with a big-ass block of cheese. So.
Cheese.
But it does drive into the fact that they are an apocalypse, like, scenario because they ration out toilet paper by cubes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like, you can tell, like, ooh, that's real.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot more believable for me in an apocalypse situation than, you know, being pregnant and trying to figure out if you're the dad or not.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
It's an iPad, Coral.
Coral. Okay, so I got a question here. Would you guys like, what length of episodes do you guys like when it comes to a horror show? Do you guys like the more anthology driven, like 22 minutes, or do you like the full 45 minute, give me that big chunk of story?
So this goes for any type of TV show, not just horror, but I like the short, like 30 minute episodes.
Me too.
But I don't have that big of a attention span. So 30 minutes is about like all I can.
You're like a squirrel on Adderall.
Yeah, pretty much.
Meth squirrels.
What about you, Bobo?
Give it to me longer.
Oh, so you like the deep dicking.
Yeah.
Daddy.
I got daddy issues.
Speaking of, we just did a commercial for Tarot Tattoo again.
A new one.
A new one, and it will be airing this episode. So I do suggest everybody listening, listen to the commercial. Don't skip past it. It's fucking great. You will love it. I guarantee it.
Come on. We worked hard on this one.
We really did. Like, we actually prepped more for the commercial than we did for this show. Yeah.
But, wait, y'all prepped?
Actually, Bob, we were talking about this show not too long ago. What was that question that you had? Go back to the messages if you have to.
I'm going to have to.
Juicy. We're getting personal messages, people.
We don't really message on Facebook much anymore. It's all in the group chat.
And dead silence.
That was a bad movie.
All right, I found it.
Yes, it was.
So the question was, what was one of the horror or horror-like shows that got you into the genre?
Our first exposure.
Exposures, yes.
our first my first exposure, huh?
Not that one. We're not allowed to talk about that one.
That's what our lawyer said, remember?
First exposure on it. Man. God, that's a tough one for me.
So, mine's a little easier, so I'll go ahead and
take this one. I'm going to need some time on that one.
For me, it's a tie between the Addams Family, the original black and white TV show, and the Munsters.
The good version, not the fucked up Rob Zombie one.
Yeah, and I did watch that. I enjoyed it, but I enjoy a lot of things. But I remember watching them on reruns on like the TV, whatever.
You are our channel. Well, Bob, you are our resident simpleton.
Dumb barbarian for life.
Me no grog. Me like grog. Anyways.
But yeah, I always liked the Addams Family and the Munsters.
Well, they're iconic. Those are nice. You can't hate them.
No, not at all.
They broke the status quo back then because they said you don't have to be Mr. Slice of American Pie and still have values.
Yeah.
So, like...
And we all know why Herman Munster was smiling all the time.
Tapping that Louie! Anyways.
Honestly, that never made sense to me. How did a Frankenstein's monster and a vampire birth a werewolf?
Science.
Science, bitch.
Totally.
What about you, Chris? What was your first exposure?
Honestly, just watching whatever my dad was watching on the TV. Because whenever my dad was, awake. We watched what he wanted to.
Not sleeping in his armchair.
Yeah. Whenever he wasn't asleep, it was watch whatever dad watched. So, yeah, a lot of it was just whatever my dad watched. And I remember watching a lot of Tales from the Crypt and just stuff like that.
So your first exposure is, the Crypt Keeper tattoo. Yeah, and so I mean,
Tales from the Crypt was my very first exposure ever.
Mine, I have to say, was Are You Afraid of the Dark?
That's a good one, too. Yeah.
Just because it was, I'm a 90s kid that grew up on Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network, so,
That's what we would watch at my grandma's house.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Because she didn't want us watching Tales from the Crypt.
Like Goosebumps, and then eventually it turned into, since it's my dad, and my dad's a fucked up person, he's like, oh, you like Are You Afraid of the Dark? Well, we're going to watch the fucking Twilight Zone. And I love the Twilight Zone.
That is pretty dope. I like that.
I love it. The Twilight Zone. But I used to watch it every New Year's Eve. There was a Twilight Zone marathon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would do the same
thing. And that's all we would watch. From the 31st until the 2nd, it was just Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
And they just repeated every single episode. And that show's really got some darker history behind it as well, even up including to the movie. And the movie is just riddled with fucking dark history.
Mm-hmm. Like, definitely.
People legitimately died during the filming of that movie. And, like, because shit happened in that movie, like, in Hollywood, they got so strict on safety. Like, it's such a milestone for it. They should have never, ever released it, though. Because two children and an actor died horribly in that show.
Right.
I mean, terribly. I won't go into the details. Just Google Twilight Zone movie death. And you'll bring up 1,000 YouTube videos and articles and everything about what actually happened. And it's pretty fucking devastating. But it's a good read, though. It's true, so.
Definitely The X-Files is another.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think of that one earlier, but X-Files is amazing.
And I've only seen a couple episodes of The X-Files. I've actually never sat down and watched it.
It's one of the... You've seen two or three of them, and you might as well just seen the rest of them.
Yeah.
It's very one of those, but repetitive. It's... Yeah, but it's still just... It's like Doctor Who. It's the same stuff over and over again, but introducing like new concepts and like just new things to keep it interesting.
Kind of like Supernatural. Like every like you can literally start on episode one and then start it again on episode five in the same season, and you'll get the storyline.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because the four episodes in between it was just hunting ghost filler.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't it more aimed towards, like, aliens?
Mm-hmm. Aliens, Men in Black, stuff like that, secret CIA stuff.
Does anybody remember, I think it was called, like, Room 42 or something like that? It was supposed to be, like...
sounds familiar.
It was supposed to be, like a warehouse documentation, like, almost like an SCP kind of thing.
It
was
familiar.
Supposed to be, like, a spinoff of the X-Files. Like Warehouse 42 or some shit like that. It was okay.
Hmm.
Like it in a horror show, and this is just my opinion, and I want to hear your guys' opinion on it as well. I think they need to cut down the drama and do more horror.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, like, perfect example of The Walking Dead. That had a perfect opportunity to actually make something horror, and... It just turned out to be just drama, and it was stupid.
Well,
can agree.
Well, it's, if you want a drama, there's a thousand fucking shows at that point in time that had plenty of drama. You had your, you know, fucking Breaking Bad, your Prison Break, and just everything else. It's essentially, if you take the premise of any of those shows, like the drama wise and the fucking the character development and the tattered lives and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can literally take like Prison Break or Breaking Bad, throw zombies in there, and
you have The Walking Dead.
You pretty much have The Walking Dead. Yeah, and that's why I'm like, don't label it as a... And people got way too fucking into it.
Mm-hmm.
And like me being a fucking horror fanatic that I am, I've had people like, oh man, did you see the last season of Walking Dead? No, I'll fucking watch it. Stop assuming that I do. Just because I like horror doesn't mean I like fucking Walking Dead. God, that show sucks so much. It's so just boring.
Yeah. There was a reality TV show way back in the day. Like in 2000s.
Scare and Tactics.
It wasn't that.
But that was such a stupid show, and I loved it.
Yes, it was amazing.
It was so dumb, but I loved it.
It was like elimination style, like reality. Like, you know, they like stayed in like a house and had to do like the, you know, games and stuff like that and everything. But I want to say the name of the show was 13 Ghosts Was Real, or 13 Ghosts Is Real, or something like that. But like I said, it was still like that type of thing, but the stuff they had to do, like the games and stuff, was all based off of 13 Ghosts.
Oh, so the lore behind...
Yeah, the lore behind, like there was, and just like different random stuff like that. Like one of the challenges was there was two people that were tied up on the stake, and, you know, all the stuff and kindling got lit underneath them. And they had X amount of time to escape, or else they were going to get burned alive.
Was this before or after Saw?
This was after.
Yeah.
I believe.
Okay, so...
like, I don't remember much of it, but I remember watching all of that stuff. And, yeah. It was one of those really weird, like... yeah.
Was it 13 Fear Is Real?
That might be it.
Because I tried looking 13 up Fears 13 Real. Ghost game show, and this was like the first thing. Says it came out in January of 2009. Follows a group of 13 contestants as they are trying to survive in a setting inspired by horror movies.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That's what it was. There was another one where they had these cages on their head, and there were rats. And they had X amount of time to get to unlock their heads from the cages and get out, or else the doors were on a timer and the doors would open up and the rats would eat your face.
And you know,
and they never actually cage. Yeah, they never actually show the rat eating the person's face. Obviously, they just like you heard like the yelps and the screams and stuff.
You know,
but that was a really cool show. Like, I actually thoroughly enjoyed watching that. But it caused like so much like mental stress and everything, all the contestants, that they stopped it after 2 seasons.
No, 1 season.
Was it 1 season?
Yep.
Oh, damn.
I was just looking at the wiki.
Yeah, it wasn't long at all.
And it was on the CW.
Yeah. Wow, on the fucking CW?
Yeah.
My mom introduced me to it because that was one of those shortly after my parents got divorced.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, all right. So sentimental stuff to me. That was like the one thing me and my mom actually bonded over.
Well, man, I when you said, like, you were talking about the 13, and that got me to the 13 ghost thing, I'm going to precipice this right now. The 13 ghost movie is just a fucking movie. Like, we got friends, not going to name any names.
Oh, yeah, we definitely have friends that swear up and down and, like,
that it's real.
It's the shit and everything. But
that I think the movie's the shit.
Yes. Well,
the movie's a good, it's a good schlocky fucking movie. It's actually a terrible movie, like, going back and watching it. But you still love it. It's a junk food movie.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Like, you can't help but to love it because it raised so much fucking hype. Especially back then when the internet wasn't really a thing. But we got friends that fucking believe that, you know, like, oh, the Black Zodiac is real, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you realize that this was literally invented for this fucking movie. Like, there is no...
They created lore behind all these ghosts just for the movie.
Yeah, there is no actual archived background for it.
Okay, so hear me out, though. I would love to see a TV show where they explore...
I saw somewhere where Netflix ghosts. Is talking about making a 13 Ghosts like spinoff.
Well, see,
series.
I'd like to see the 13 Ghosts as a mini series.
And each episode is the backstory of each ghost.
Yep.
Yes, I would like that.
13 episodes, hour to an hour and a half long each,
mm-hmm.
and just that's all it's dedicated to is just each ghost.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, even bring back Monk.
Yes.
I mean, Tony Shalhoub needs fucking work anyways. Men in Black's over with.
Everybody loves Monk.
I don't really have an opinion. Never watched the show.
It was just a...
It was campy.
It was a campy detective... Campy comedy detective show, and Monk is a germaphobe. That's all it was.
Yeah, and had extreme OCD.
Yeah, I knew that much of it, but I just never watched it.
He was pretty much if Columbo was a pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, Peter Falk would whoop his ass. But, no, it's... I just had to get that off my chest real quick. Because, like I said, we have a friend that's... That wholeheartedly believes that. And I'm like, you motherfucker.
I mean, we also... I'm not going to continue that statement.
Yeah, we're just going to leave that. Like, damn it, I edited us to record on, like, high definition so I didn't have to go back and fucking edit it.
Right.
So I don't want to have to cut shit. But
cut.
So, with all of that, horror movie shows, are you more inclined to watch them than a movie?
Depends on how good the show is.
I think it depends on, like, what the plot in the trailer looks like.
Well,
for me.
Right.
Just because, I mean, there's been so many supposedly horror TV shows that have so much potential to be horror, and it just turned into...
Scream.
Yeah.
Scream Queens. I can keep fucking going.
Yeah. But I've just been disappointed here lately. So, really, it just depends on, like, what the trailer looks like, you know, what the about section is, you know.
Well, like, Chucky got its own TV show.
I still need to watch that.
It's pretty good. It's definitely worth watching. But we're getting ready to take commercial break here. But I got one for everybody. And think about it while we take this break. I want everybody to name their favorite and their least favorite American Horror Story seasons. Right after this commercial break.
Hi, my name is Dr. Chim Richels. Do you suffer from anxiety?
Depression?
Daddy issues?
I know I do. So please, come down to Terror Tattoo at 711 South 9th Street in Richmond, Indiana. You know, they say 9 out of 10 doctors prescribe a tattoo a day to keep the brain demons away. That is a real fact, and please, do not Google that. If you don't believe me, please listen to some of our testimony.
I was an ugly piece of shit until I went to Tarot Tattoo and got a tattoo from Tarot Tattoo. Thank you, Tarot Tattoo. You brought me confidence.
I went to Tarot Tattoo and I got a tattoo.
I went down to Tarot Tattoo and got a really great deal.
So please, come down to Tarot Tattoo. I know I did.
I did.
I did. And I still have daddy issues, though.
Side effects may include getting laid.
And we're back. Okay, American Horror Story. Let's talk about this one. I'll go first so I can give you guys time to think. My favorite season of American Horror Story is actually a tie. It is Freak Show because Freak Show. And
naturally.
Let's be real. It's not because of the fucking clown like everybody else is.
Twisty.
It's not because of Twisty. It is because...
Motherfucking Kathy Bates?
No, it wasn't because of Kathy Bates.
Neil Patrick Harris?
Thank you. It was fucking Neil Patrick Harris. All right? I'm a slut for his fame. I shouldn't say I'm a slut for Neil Patrick Harris. He might take me up on that. But actually, I wouldn't mind that. You seem gentle. But
hey, Neil.
And the other one was like 1985 or in like 1987 or something like that. The one where they're on the campground and they're dealing with... pretty much it was Horror House, but on a campground, like Friday the 13th style. Gotcha. It went. I can't remember the fucking what season number that is, but that was good. Like, that was remarkably good. And I did love that. What about y'all?
So, the favorite is a tie for me also. It would either have to be between season 3 and season 1.
So Covenant or Murder House?
Yeah. And I've only seen up to season 5. The hotel season. I've only seen up to that, but that has been my least favorite so far.
Oh yeah, we're definitely going to talk about least favorite here in just a fucking second, because I got some bitching to do.
DJ, I looked it up, and it's 1984. 1984,
okay.
84.
Okay.
Thanks, Jamie.
Controversial thing here. I haven't watched a whole lot of American Horror Story.
That's fine.
Maybe a couple of episodes per season just to see maybe what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
I would say my favorite was the Freak Show. And my least favorite, just based off the fucking box art, is the one with the snake going between the three chicks' mouths.
Coven.
Coven.
Fuck. Third that season. Cover.
Well, like, okay, so if we even go down like season to season, which
season by season replay.
Don't worry, I'm just going on Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Okay, so we got season 1 as Murder House. That one was slower paced, but they tied the drama in really well with the horror. They did. That's one of those.
It was a nice even. There wasn't one that overpowered the other.
Season 2 was Asylum.
That was a good one too.
Yeah, that one's a good one because that one was just batshit crazy. That had the devil. That had experiments going on.
Aliens.
I was like, what the fuck's going on in this show?
Lesbianism.
Yes.
Nymphomism.
Um,
Nazi, No, he wasn't a Nazi. The doctor. He wasn't a Nazi. Was
yeah, yeah, it was.
Was he was? Yeah.
Yeah, Nazism. I thought he was a Nazi at least. We'll have to
sexy nunism.
I shouldn't be hard watching that, but I totally am. The third season was Coven.
Witches.
That's the one about the witches. Fourth, obviously, was Freak Show. Fifth was Hotel. Boo!
Lady Gaga.
Fuck off. That sucked so much. Six was Roanoke.
That one...
It was...
I get what they were trying to do and what they were going for.
Okay, so Roanoke was like the flower of American Horror Stories. And I don't mean like... I mean like if it were a spice, it would be flour. It's just bland.
This flour is spicy.
Seven was Cult. Don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, that was one. It was all about the election.
I thought that was Apocalypse. Is it the one where Kathy Bates got short hair and a fucking gun arm? Because that one sucked too.
I don't remember.
That fucking sucked.
I know the one I'm thinking of. Sarah Paulson is a lesbian, and they have her and her partner have a son together. I know the first episode like starts off Trump getting elected.
Then it goes.
Then the little boy saw the clowns, the murder clowns.
Okay. Because I thought he was like the son of the devil and all that. Like they went really Omen-y on that one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, then they even referenced Omen 3. And I was like, okay, low hanging fucking fruit. Thanks for that.
Yeah, yeah, that might have been Apocalypse.
Then 1984 was season 9, which I fucking loved. Season 10 was Double Feature, and I've never seen that one yet. And the season 11. What just came out last October was NYC, which I haven't seen as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of American Horror Story I need to brush up on.
I really want to watch it, but I can't find the time to sit down
right
and like actually watch it.
Again, it's one of those, it's hour-long episodes, so my attention just ain't there all the time.
Yeah.
Isn't Kathy Bates in like every season?
Not in every season.
It was Jessica Lange and Sarah Paulson.
Yeah, and they got rid of Jessica Lange in the fifth season. In Hotel, which is why I was like, boo!
Yeah, that's who Lady Gaga got replaced.
Yeah, boo! I'd fuck Jessica Lange way before I'd fuck Lady Gaga, sir! She seems like she knows some shit, all right? Lady Gaga looks like...
Could you imagine Jessica Lange and Willem Dafoe?
That would be the creepiest sex ever. And why am I into that?
Because it's you?
This needs to happen, people.
Okay, so with our fucked up minds... with our fucked up minds, let's make... a TV horror show. First, how do we want it rated? Do we want it blood and guts and gore? You're going to have to watch it on Netflix. It's not going to be aired on any major network. Or do we want something that's more commercially available?
Well, anymore, most everything is streamed.
I would say a good, like... somewhere between PG-13 and R.
Okay.
Good and campy.
So TV-MA.
Yeah, TV-MA.
Okay.
Willem Dafoe definitely has to be in it.
Oh, no, absolutely.
He definitely has to be an antagonist or a protagonist. Or he has to be some type of antagonist.
He should be the main fucking character.
I don't suggest him being the main character, but I suggest him being, like, second main. Okay, so we understand we want blood. We want that adult content. Okay. Adult content. So length. Going 30 minutes or an hour?
I'd say right about 45 minutes.
That would fall into the hour category.
Yeah.
I would say 30 minutes.
You have to say 30 minutes?
Yeah. Okay, okay. First episode of the seasons, go for the hour.
Oh, yeah, like the season premiere and the season ending episodes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely like the hour-long special.
And then everything else is the 30-minute.
Yeah.
Okay, how much drama on a scale of 1 to 10 should we add to it? Because you still have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to keep it interesting with a parallel storyline.
I would say, obviously, enough to keep the viewer engaged.
So like a 5. And like
wanting more, but
I was thinking about a 3 to 4.
If you make it too mindless, people aren't going to want to watch it.
Yeah. Okay, so, but more about a 4 then.
I'd say about a 5.
Yeah, medium 5.
So we'll meet in the middle and say 4.5. So yeah, low, 4.5. Medium. 4.5. Yeah, so low, medium.
Just because, I mean, horror is technically the star of the show.
Okay. So and the reason why... Oh, sorry about that. Keep going.
I was just going to say you put too much drama in it, then you're going to wind up with The Walking fucking Dead. Again.
Okay. Okay, so I have an idea, and I want you guys to help me run with it.
My fat ass don't run.
Roll. Wait. Sit down and watch. I don't care.
Lightly jog.
So I say it's about a guy that hunts cryptids for a living. Like SCPs almost, like werewolves, Bigfoot, vampires, you know, something like Supernatural, except without all the boo-hooey shit.
Uh-huh.
But I say he works for a company that's outsourced to hire. So, like, they don't work for the government, but the government knows of them.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I say Willem Dafoe's the director. He dulls out the assignments.
Ooh, ooh.
I was going to say he'd be like the...
Like he's the veteran badass.
I was going to say like the retired veteran that like is like kind of there. Like maybe he's there like every other episode.
I say he's there every episode handing out assignments or like being on the phone with them or something like that. Definitely a reoccurring presence.
He definitely needs to have a power position.
Yeah. Like...
Make him the Nick Fury of the thing.
Kind of, yes. Shady backstory behind him, everything. Like, we can even do an entire few episodes of how he got to be a director. Like, make it kind of fucked up where the original, like, his director killed himself in front of him or some shit like that. Like, give him something really fucked up to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hard for that fucking reason. By the way, unrelated, Willem Dafoe has a huge cock.
Huge.
It is in the record books.
Gigantic.
Very not approachable.
You heard of the Superman in Cuba, right?
The Superman in Cuba.
The Superman of Cuba.
The Superman of Cuba.
Yeah, he had an insanely long cock.
Talk about that Mexican guy with like a 19-inch dick.
Yeah, Marlon Brando used to fuck him.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Hold the fuck up.
I am the fuck up.
Time Hold out. Me. We are going to talk about this when the microphones are not on, because I think we're talking about two different people, and they can't exist in the same timeline.
We will definitely talk about this later.
Because if it's the Mexican guy with the 19-inch dick, it's like you realize that like a solid 12-inch of that is foreskin. Like, it's not actual penis. Like, there's no, like, muscle or anything in it. It's just skin.
I mean, it's still impressive.
The fact that he stretched his foreskin out? No, it's not. It's bad. Like,
you know what? That's dedication, okay?
It really is. I'll give him that.
That is dedication.
But, like, think about peeing. It's like peeing in a paper towel tube. Like, you can feel it up here, but it's coming out way the fuck down there. You can't control that. Anyways. So, with that, so we have a cryptid hunter, a company that hires, you know, that says, hey, you know, your next mission, there's a werewolf out here and you need to go hunt him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I remember why I got excited earlier.
Oh.
It could almost be a Cabin in the Woods TV show. Like, that's how they got all the creatures.
Yeah, they have to capture them. Make it like an SCP TV show.
Pre-Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Then you would definitely
Sometimes I have good ideas.
You would definitely have to have John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell's dad in there.
Post-Cabin in the Woods.
But the world ended in that one.
No, all we saw was a hand come out. That's why he's the new director, because the old one got murked.
They fucked up. He got good.
And he's the reason why everything got rebuilt. Like, he is the reason why the gods are no longer post Cabin in the Woods. What's the aftermath? They're going around collecting all the fucking cryptids again. Since they all got free.
Okay.
Good luck with that fucking unicorn, though.
I'm more worried about the mermaid.
The merman.
The merman.
It was right there. He had the conch shell in his hand. I just think it'd be cooler with a merman.
At least he died by the merman.
Oh, merman.
Yes, the fucking merman.
Yes.
A merman TV show.
Wouldn't that just be the creature of the Black Lagoon?
It doesn't even have to be like a horror TV show. It could be like his everyday life at work. Just the merman.
Ooh.
And the struggles he has to face being a merman in a non-merman world.
Allie McBeal?
No, yes, that's Allie McMerman. Sea cow.
A sea cow?
Sexy lawyer!
Up next, Allie McMerman.
Like, I kind of had a thought. Same ballpark. Each season is the journey between getting the assignment and getting the creature. You know how long you could stretch that out?
500 seasons later.
1 eternity later.
I'd make every episode a different creature.
Well, if we do that, then we would have to bring it out to like an hour-long episode.
Yeah, like if we change it to an hour-long episode, but like, I'd really like to see how they get the giant snake.
I don't. Fuck that.
Or like, how'd they get the ghosts?
Yeah, that would be interesting to see. I would like that.
I would almost like throw zombies under the bus, though. Just like have a scene where they're just being taken back by like those stick rope things. Like they're just on that leash.
Well, like they did in The Walking Dead. I hate to say it, but they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just like just do that. Like, I don't want to see an episode with that in it. That's just dumb.
That could be like a pre and post.
I would like to see like a homage to Reanimator episode for the zombies.
Trying to get the bat head.
Yeah, or something like that.
Okay, so I'd almost throw an interesting twist, like the cat's out of the bag. Everybody knows of these. Like, and now everybody in the world has to do their due diligence. And if they're caught in that scenario, they have to, like, it's either get sacrificed or the entire world dies. Kind of puts a...
Gotcha. So, like, Hunger Games, Squid Games.
Something like
some
that.
Some type of games.
You're still living your everyday life, and the...
The you're going to fucking die games.
Well, it's... It's the chance of you actually going into that scenario. You have a better chance of winning the lottery and getting struck by lightning at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a minuscule chance. So, take that into consideration. Like, it's one of those, like, we know about government corruption. We know about all this other, like, shady shit that they've done, you know, fucking... MK Ultra, all that shit. We know it's there.
Right.
But we can't do a fucking thing about it.
Right.
We're going to leave it up to them. But if we see something, we definitely report it. Like, hey, you guys are still missing a Bigfoot. It's over here in these mountains. Why don't you come get him?
Okay.
And then it's all about the director picking up leads.
Gotcha.
In, like, different parts of the country and, like, different parts of the world and...
Yeah. And a little tiny bit of a subplot could be like the little homesprung cryptid hunters.
Yeah, like small, like little personal militias that's trading them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, have there be like an underground market for it?
Underground crypto market.
Well, think about it.
Unicorn's blood.
Well, think about some guy actually catching the unicorn and he's selling it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's worth money.
What would you pay for a unicorn?
I don't know.
Like, it's priceless. Like, if money was no object.
Okay, so.
Or if payment was no object.
Okay, so it really would depend on the unicorn. Is it actually magical, or is it just a murder horse with a horn? Because if it's just a murder horse with a horn, nah, I'm not paying anything for it. Keep the murder horse. I don't want it.
Now, what about. Hold on.
You should have said a horny murder horse.
If it was a baby unicorn, it's still a murder horse.
So baby unicorn versus adult unicorn. Knowing that horses are very smart, so I'm assuming unicorns would be like twice as smart.
Okay, but that doesn't answer my question if it's magical or not. Like, if it's just murderous? Just
murder horse.
Fuck them. I don't want either one. Because it's eventually going to turn on me instead. I don't want to die by unicorn, okay?
But that would be so dope, though.
No, it would not be dope.
It'd be the most metal way to die.
The fuck it would be? That'd be like the perfect way for my daughter to die. I got stabbed by a unicorn, Dad. It's okay. I'm going to be a mermaid in my next life. Whee! that would be my fucking daughter. All right. No, you know how I want to die? Either A, of old age, surrounded by nobody, just because I thought that would be funny. B, in my old age, surrounded by all my loved ones, just so I can say, I hit $1 million in, and then die, just to fuck with them. Or B, I want to go out in an explosion, so I don't feel a fucking thing, and there's nothing of me left.
Explosions.
And I've survived more explosions than you think. Oh, I should have been dead.
Explosion.
I was there for at least one of them.
Yeah. But, so he's going around, should it be a man or a woman, or a team? Or should it be like a woman starting out and then the man rookie?
I definitely feel like it should be like a two-person team. Like a good duo.
Like brain and bronze kind of thing. But neither one of them is over the other one in that specific category.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, definitely the male-female duo is quite the popular thing.
Right.
You know what? My idea? Two chicks. You don't see a whole lot of girl team lately.
No?
I wouldn't make them the main focus, though.
Why not, like,
I would
like a 9-year-old boy and
because he would
his,
die.
His young mother.
That's the team.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out a question, man.
Not saying it was stupid, but
or maybe a 15 or 16-year-old.
How about if we're gonna do that? Like that's kind of treading into the supernatural territory. Like we're already kind of there, anyways. How about instead of the twin female team, because then we're starting to tread into the Charlie's Angels shit.
I was hoping we could do it better than Charlie.
Good morning, Bosley.
Yeah, exactly. So this time it's good morning, Willem Dafoe. And he's like, what a fag, you know?
Too far.
I'm just quoting a movie. All right. It's the Boondock Saints. Go and watch it. It's a fantastic fucking movie. Anyways. So I would make the female duo like part of a different squad. Like they do work together, but they're like they accept
they
different
assignments.
They would
need assignments. To be like the enemy squad.
Exactly. Like they would be like
and one of them needs to have an eye patch.
I like that idea. Well, I don't know why, but I love that idea.
One of them needs to have the eye patch, but the non eye patch one needs to be like the badass, and the eye patch one just needs to be like the smooth talker.
How about the eye patch one used to date the female that's the lead and, you know, protagonist in it that gets the rookie? Oh. And that's where the animosity is right there. So that creates that little bit of drama.
That trauma, but not too much.
I say one of the girl teams needs to be Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, definitely bad guy.
She would need to be the silent badass.
I'd say it'd be like Michelle Rodriguez and, what's her fuck? Alexa Vega would be the good bad team.
Yeah.
Because Alexa Vega is a legitimate badass as well.
Mm-hmm. She would need to have the eye patch.
Yeah.
Because I just have this vision of, like, eye patch and, like, this black, like, the jet black, like, straightened hair with the bangs, you know?
You know who I...
And, like, the long, like, black trench coat with, like, the black heels.
You know who I would make the...
leather eye patch.
You know who I would make the main antagonist, though? The main girl? Farooza Balk.
Willem Dafoe and Farooza Balk.
Yeah. Think about it.
That would be...
Because she's
scarily erotic.
Yeah, because she's still very attractive, and she's just crazy enough to do some stupid shit like that. But she is incredibly smart.
Yes, I would like to see that.
And she can play any fucking role you give her.
So Farooza Balk and Willem Dafoe.
Well, Willem Dafoe's the director. Farooza Balk's partner. Who would we cast as a lead partner? Like somebody kind of handsome.
Edward Norton?
He's a little too old.
Not Matthew Lillard.
No, not Matthew Lillard.
Oh, shit. Tom Hiddleston?
Too high. No, too high. Too high pay. We have to get somebody that's not like... Hold on, I might actually have
Will
this.
Wheaton?
No. I might actually have this. Give me one second. God, what's this guy's name? He was in a lot of fucking movies. He was in Legion, I know that.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
You actually probably don't. Not the main character.
The main character from Legion?
No, it was not the main character from Legion.
What are we looking like here?
Kevin Durand.
Kevin, that name sounds familiar.
Have you guys seen Real Steel?
Yes.
Like, Bob, have you seen Real Steel?
Is that the one with Hugh Jackman doing the fighting?
Yes.
Robot?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, you remember the cowboy in it? In the beginning?
Yeah.
That's him.
He was also an X-Men.
Yeah, he was also an X-Men, and he's worked with The Rock before. He was in Austin Powers.
Yeah, he was in the Rock movie with goes back to his hometown after the military, Casino.
Walking Tall?
Yes, yeah. Walking Tall. Yeah, he was in Walking Tall.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I say him.
He was also the bad guy in Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Was he? No, he was not.
No.
No, I'm on his wiki page right now. No, he was never in any Paul Blart movies.
And who's the guy I'm thinking of?
I have no clue. he was in X-Men Origins, Wolverine, Wild Hogs, Smokin' Aces.
Neil McDonough, Donahue. I think it's the last name.
He was 11 episodes of Lost, 41 episodes of The Strain. So he's used to TV shows. So, yeah, I definitely hire him as the main character because he's equal parts, like, kind of good looking, but he's also 6'6". He's a big dude.
Only issue I see with him being the quote-unquote good guy, everything else I've ever seen him in, he was a dick. Or the bad guy. So I don't think I could see him as the good guy hero role.
Anti-hero, maybe?
Yeah, definitely make it more of an anti-hero. Make the... So make Firouza Balk the goody-two-shoes veteran and make him the anti-hero rookie coming in. He's cocky. You hate him, but you love, but you gotta love him because he's very good at his job. It's like he's very natural at it. Whereas like Firouza Balk always is like, well, we gotta kill a werewolf of Wolfsbane, and he just tackles the motherfucker with a silver knife and holds it. And, yeah, it's like stupid shit like that. Or like he's like, oh, we don't need a net. I brought a bazooka.
So just turn him into a redneck.
Yes, turn him into a redneck. Yeah. A post Cabin in the Woods collection agency. What the fuck would we call it?
I feel like it would have to be some type of like
the CITW.
Yeah.
The Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you already said it, the collection agency.
Yeah. That's actually, no, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, just call it the collections agency.
The CCA, Cryptid Collection Agency. Well, that would be the name of the agency, the Cryptid Collection Agency.
Yeah, but just call the show CCA.
CCA.
Yeah, the CCA.
The CCA.
So, let's say it does get picked up, and it does kind of get the supernatural thing where it gets to run its course.
Yeah.
How would we end it? Like, what is the end goal?
I say the ending is that once everything's collected, Willem Dafoe, in a long one take, make it like 10 minutes, walks to every office and silently kills everybody in the office. And then at the very end, he kills himself. That way a new team comes in and it's just like the premise of, you know too much. You know too much. You know too much. You know too much. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to bring in the professionals. Like, we can almost make that, like, we can almost foreshadow that as an undertone.
Yeah, kind of so, like hints of people are being trained to do the job.
Like, the reason why people are, like, so fearless in it, because they know they're going to die eventually. Like, they took this job knowing that it's not going to last forever. Like, it's not going to be something you're going to fucking retire from. You are going to die. Like, that is in your contract. That's why they want these very few people to do it. It's a very specific style of training. But keep that, but nobody talks about that final part. We'll make that like the final season, like final three episodes is when it starts really coming into light.
Like, so you can start seeing people freaking out, like, oh shit, time's coming.
Nobody wants that last cryptid caught.
Yeah.
Small, like...
So then they start messing. Turn it into, like, a like mid-season finale and mid-season premiere. And then the second half of the season is them trying to, like, pulling all the buttons and, like, moving all the stuff around, trying to prevent the last cryptid from being caught. Or, like, the last, like,
maybe
three or four.
Maybe make it, like, there's a small internal militia that's one of the B stories is trying to find who's running that militia and why is this cryptid being like, how do they know our movements kind of thing. Like, we found them in, you know, Ecuador, but now they're in Chile because, you know, they got wind that we knew where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And make, you know, Durand the main character, make him be the militia leader, although he showed the most loyalty through everything. Like, that's the reveal. Like, you're still going to hate him.
Yeah.
Like, but not necessarily hate him, because his methodology is that I don't want to die, essentially. I didn't sign up for this to, you know, I changed my mind. I can't die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So we got a good, wow. That would be actually be a really good show to watch. Plenty of blood, plenty of gore. Kill some main characters off. Get some celebrity characters in there. Kill them too. Fuck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Only like five or six actual living reoccurring characters. But I love that idea of Willem Dafoe just walking around with a silenced 9mm and just putting a bullet in everybody's head quietly. Just going from office to office.
Yeah.
And just creating this mass murder, and then he just kills himself. And end. That's it.
So, right after William kills himself, it has to be a dramatic fall from, like, the top of the, like, big open space in the middle. And he just falls and then fades to black. Like, you don't even see him hit the ground. It's just him falling gracefully.
Or instead, he's already killed everyone. And he goes back to his office and, like, he, like, brings out, like, photos of, like, what appears to be, like, his family from before he took the job. And, like, he looks at those one last time. Like, just
makes you feel for him.
Makes you feel for him. Just that one final, oh, he actually is human kind of thing.
Or maybe, like, the last photo is him hugging Durant or something at, like, graduation day when he was in high school.
Turns out it's his kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had another twist. The last cryptid is his child.
How about he's the last cryptid?
Merman.
He's actually a shapeshifter.
He's a merman.
He's a merman.
He's a William de...
William Wendigo. De Merman.
William de Wendigo.
William de Wendigo. What's creepier, William de Wendigo? Like, wait, what? William de Wendigo.
Or Willem de Wendigo or Willem de Werman.
He's just smoking a cigarette. He's just smoking a cigarette in the woods wearing a Viking helmet, naked. He's like, what's up? Oh God, I gotta make that a t-shirt. Willem de Wendigo.
He didn't even take the antlers off the deer. He's just wearing the deer's head on top of his head.
Not even like...
It's a plaque and everything.
It's still got the plaque. It's a fucking taxidermy deer head. He's just wearing it like a top hat. What's up? Oh, fuck.
He's managed to stuff his arms and legs inside of deer arms and legs.
He's just slightly taller.
You just see stiff deer legs. It's like, hey, everybody.
And he has that creepy ass smile. Just cheesing.
You mean the one that's my messenger?
Yes.
Fucking, yeah. Just say, hey, hey, hey. Like, give me the smile that you ate my butterfly collection. You have 5 erasers up your ass. He didn't eat glue in school. He made glue. Oh, fuck me.
He convinced the horses to go to the farm.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. Horror shows, they're awesome. They're in my top 10. I wouldn't recommend them over a movie, though. Good old-fashioned movie. But definitely, if you have the time, sit down and watch them. Appreciate what the artists have done. Until next time, I'm DJ.
I'm Bobby.
And I'm Chris.
Bye.